Your body and brain are brilliantly designed, and nothing man has invented can compare. Now, some can't agree. Was life created, or did it evolve? Some believe that science doesn't support intelligent design, but true science actually supports the concept of a creator. Is it important what you believe about evolution? Does it really matter whether life evolved or was created by God? There is amazing evidence, even from scientists themselves, about the most complicated invention. That's man himself. Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discuss who invented life.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Intelligent design, evolution, and creationism are all subjects we find in the headlines. Today we're going to discuss who invented life. I have two guests with me today, both writers, and Mario Sigley, an editor as well, and producer Howard Davis with me today on Beyond Today. Welcome.
Bro. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about this huge subject, and when we talk about who invented life, can we really say, does anybody know who invented life?
Well, I think we can know who invented life, but we got to recognize what we can't know. No one was there when life was invented. We have to all admit nobody had a video camera. There weren't any writers, any reporters there on the scene that actually comes down to us today that we can be sure that from personal experience. But there is a way of knowing from evidence. Now, we say in science that we know things based on facts. Hard demonstrated facts that you can take in a laboratory and you can prove. And so we can know who invented life based on hard facts and reasoning correctly. You got to be able to reason right.
So there's all kinds of different beliefs,
right.
But does that then scientifically prove that there's an inventive creator?
Well, the good evidence does point to a designer behind the creation.
So it's more than belief. We have to look at the evidence.
Yes, yes. Evidence should support belief. It shouldn't just be a blind faith.
Now, when you look at scientifically, though, there are scientists that want to disprove the fact that there's a creator.
Absolutely. It's very interesting that more evidence has come out about Charles Darwin, who was the one that wrote The Origin of the Species and started evolutionary theory going, that he became embittered in life after the death of his 10-year-old daughter. And after that, he didn't look at a creator favorably. We have a famous paleontologist, Stephen Jay Gould, who has shown that Darwin's purpose was to destroy the idea of a creator.
So it wasn't just purely scientific motivation that he was looking to discover how things came about. He actually came at it from the other direction, that he was trying to disprove God. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, it is. And in his writings, he does mention how he lost belief in God, and that it had to do with a lot of his own experiences, bitter experiences.
And what really Darwin came up with was a philosophy that says God did not create. Now, most scientists, until Darwin, actually believed that there was a great designer, a spirit God, that created everything. And these were real scientists. Isaac Newton, many others, believed that there was a God. And so science is not necessarily at all in conflict with the idea and the truth that there is an invisible creator with a fantastic mind and mental capacity.
Now, that's almost opposite of what we hear today, because we read in the newspapers, read in the media,
right,
that they actually seem to promote this idea of science versus the Bible. There's this clash between the two, and they can't come together. Why in the world would the media seem to promote that big clash?
Well, the media will try to make news on anything. So anything controversial will sell a newspaper or get people interested in TV. So controversy itself feeds on itself in the media, because otherwise you don't have news. If you don't make news, everybody's getting along and agrees. That's not big news. So in fact, many of the minority thoughts, the more bizarre thoughts, which are the most irrational about where life came from, that don't make sense to the common man, is what gets in the press.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like the idea that's promoted is if you're reasoning, if you're intelligent, then you're going to go with science.
Yes, and also science for the last close to 100 years has been based on naturalism, which is that things are just created by nature. Everything is material. Also, the term materialism is used. And, of course, a lot of people are educated in the universities that become part of the press later on, and they already have that viewpoint.
And, of course, if you look at, you know, the ideas sometimes of the Bible that's put into media is the fact that it's a fable. It didn't really exist. It's interesting stories. You know, there's interesting things that happen. They're myths, though. And so you couldn't prove something from that.
Well, and just in the opposite way, a lot of people think that science is all just one agreement that there is no creator. In fact, there's science in their science. The kind of science that you and I learned everybody has to learn in high school and that you have to go to university to prove, whereby you create a theory and then you take the theory into the laboratory and you try to reproduce results, and if you get results consistently, you create a law, otherwise you throw the theory out. Actually, that kind of science disproves Darwin's ideas, because all of the evidence that you come with hard science and proof suggests that life comes from intelligence, and never does it just happen.
So when we begin to look at that, then, science, it seems, tries to complicate things.
Well, the alternative idea that nothing creates complex life has not once been observed. Right, Mario? Never has it been observed.
Never, and life is a lot more complex than Darwin and others thought about.
So science hasn't clarified things. It hasn't gotten simpler then in that sense, has it?
No, it actually has become paralyzed by the amazing complexity of even a single cell. And also, it's like a surveyor that thought, well, I can measure around this lake if I just pace it off. And then all of a sudden, you face the ocean. Now, how are you going to measure something so huge? And all of this information coming in is not adequately explained by the theory of evolution.
And wasn't that part of Darwin's theory, was that everything's going to be simpler and these smaller, simpler things would have had to have just kind of come about?
And it would work out, if you look at all the small things, he said, that they can just change into any old thing we see. Mm-hmm. When in fact, the more science has gotten specific and you can look in the microscope and break it right down to the atoms and the specific strands of DNA and these other elements of life, you find enormous complexity. It never changes. It was all specifically designed, and it never just happens.
That's a great point. We're going to hold it right there for just a minute, because when we come back, we're going to look at the evidence that you were invented by a creator. Stay tuned.
If you think there's any proof this monkey is your relative, think again. Preaching faulty logic, for 150 years, evolutionists have never proven any living thing can become a new genetic species. You need to understand the real facts behind creation or evolution. Call toll-free or go online to see the huge scientific case against evolution. The abundant evidence Charles Darwin got the origins of life all wrong. His speculations have never followed the new evidence. Fossils have not proved his ideas. They are out of place all over the world. Many are missing. And with so much evidence, find out what the fossil record really shows. If you think, even maybe, she's your relative, call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. Think again.
Today we're offering a free booklet, Creation or Evolution. You need this. Order it. We hope you'll go to the web, beyondtoday.tv. You can download this booklet for yourself. You can begin finding out immediately the proof of how you were invented, how there is a creator. In fact, we're interviewing one of the writers of this magazine, of this little booklet, Mario Sigley, and we're talking about these issues. And it is phenomenal when you begin to talk about the science that really proves a creator. Would it be fair to say that the more science knows, the more they really delve into these concepts, that it seems to get more and more complex all the time? Would that be fair to say, Howard?
Well, in some ways you could, because that's the way it reads to the average person. All this information's coming, and what am I going to really think about it? But actually, the principles are getting simpler and simpler overall to see that basically this is all designed. It's just common sense that this doesn't just happen.
A couple of examples for
well,
that?
There are three basic structures that are being used in the kind of analysis of the nature of life and whether it was invented or not. Number one, you've got simple organisms are not simple. They were thought to be. Then you've got the cell itself. You know, there are 100 billion cells in your body, in everybody's bodies.
That's
and
two.
The nature of these cells. And then the third is this DNA strand of 3 billion characters in every one of them.
Let's take a look at those. If there's three proofs, you could say, that are evidence of a creator. First one you mentioned was simple organisms. What about simple organisms? How do they give us evidence of a creator?
The reason is because the scientists have not been able to explain how life arose in these simple organisms. There's such a huge gap between non-life and life that, again, scientists are paralyzed just to explain the origin of life.
So when you have inorganic somehow converting to organic, you know, non-life to life, how do you explain that? They can't do it, can they?
No, and they did try back in the 1960s. They had a famous Miller-Urey experiment, which they put ammonium gas and other gases, and they put electricity, and they came out with something that they thought, well, this might be the beginnings. But it's actually tar and just a few little amino acids, and that experiment has been completely discredited.
Mm. How about examples? Is there an example about a simple organism that lends itself to this concept of a creator?
Yes, the simple cell isn't simple at all. It's very complex. It has all of these areas and functions that they thought was simple, but as they get into it farther and farther to look at it more in its microscopic level, they find it's incredibly complex.
And everybody's heard of viruses. Everybody's heard of bacteria. And even the simplest little bacteria that you can't see floating through the air is a machine so constructed with multiple parts, 20, 30, 40 parts, and they've all got to be there or bacterium do not exist. And they now know this is not something that could even happen over a billion or a trillion or a gazillion years. Even the tiniest organism is so complex, has a little motor. It looks like a motorboat.
What do they call that thing?
Yeah, they call it a flagellum.
Okay.
And they found out that it is a very complex outboard motor.
And this is something that's just unbelievably microscopic inside of a cell.
Yes, it has 40 parts, and they all have to fit together.
Right.
And if you take one part out, nothing works. So how can you come up with 40 parts all together at the same time for it to function?
And that's just the opposite of what Darwin thought about how the cell should be so simple.
And they're so vital. These things do good in some cases, and they do terrible things. You got a billion of them in your mouth, and if you don't do your teeth, you know, all the time. I mean, these are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And so every time they really analyze, it comes up with the fact this can't happen. Nothing just happens.
Now, there's been some remarkable strides that seem, at least try to be used, some of the evidence seems to be used by scientists to disprove a creator. And one of those that come to mind that's been in the headlines lately is the mapping of DNA. And you had mentioned DNA as a proof of a creator. Now, with all this scientific process and progress, has that happened? Has it shown that evidence shows that evolution is where it came from, or does it point to a creator?
It's totally opposite. Again, the scientists are baffled by this enormous amount of information in the DNA molecule. And so it is not simple. It is an enormous amount of information. And, you know, Bill Gates said that DNA is like a software program, but much more complex than anything that Microsoft has ever built.
And it seems the smaller it gets, the more complex things we find, even.
Mr. Gates is not only right, he's understating. What, for instance, to create Windows over a developmental cycle at Microsoft for 20 years required hundreds of millions of engineering design hours. okay, these are brilliant minds, the world's brilliant computer scientists, most brilliant, working in one corporate structure, hundreds of millions of hours to create Windows as we know it. Well, one biological structure is more impressive from a design standpoint. Anything, one of your cells out of 100 trillion cells in you, in your DNA.
And what about the
is
code?
Vastly, more than the code that they've created with Windows. So everything points again to the fact nothing like this just happens. And Darwin's never taken seriously by scientists when he said, if you can prove that all these ideas I have with more information fall apart, then throw my whole idea out. None of the scientists that are Darwinian today will do what he said to do.
And he left holes. He didn't. He couldn't fill in all the blanks at the time and expected science to fill in the blanks, but actually it seems to work the other way. Now isn't DNA, isn't like one strand? It's billions of letters long.
Yes, it's actually a language. And if you could take all of your DNA information and stretch it out that you have in your body, that strand would go from the Earth past the planet Pluto. That is how long all of this information is in each one of our bodies.
So that's not pointing to anything that just happened. It wasn't just happen chance that this came about.
No, and the way DNA works with in every your cells, every one of your cells, it has a nucleus. Its strand is in the nucleus. All your cells have the same DNA, 3 billion characters, and if they're out of whack, things in your body fall apart.
It doesn't work. Now,
your body falls apart. Your life falls apart.
So it's all got to be together. It's all got to be working together. So simple organisms aren't so simple. The cell is very complex. And DNA, they all point to the creator. It's like this huge biological system that almost, what is it, map out like a blueprint? Is that what you'd say?
Yes, absolutely. And it is a language just like the human language is.
Well, hang on to that thought, because we're going to come back to that. We're going to examine this concept of an information theory, this language of life, you might say, and it will prove who invented life. So let's look at that. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Don't send this monkey a card on Mother's Day. She really isn't your relative, though evolutionists think she is. For 150 years, some people assumed Charles Darwin's ideas of evolution would be proven right. They were wrong. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv to find out for yourself the huge scientific case against evolution. Prove she's not your mother. Explaining the meaning of human genetics is just another way the Good News magazine informs, with understanding you can't get anywhere else. It shows the brilliant design of the mind behind the universe. Another issue features the latest biblical research showing Jesus taught heaven is coming to the earth. Call for your free subscription toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Today we're offering the Good News Magazine. You need this publication. It's a fantastic magazine with information that you can use for your life. Magazine articles that feature not only articles that we've been discussing today about evolution or intelligent design, but things about the family, things that will help you in your life. Articles that talk about prophecy, articles that talk about how we can have better families, things that will help you. So we hope you'll go on the web. Go on beyondtoday.tv, order the magazine. You can look it up right now and have it immediately right at your desktop. So order that magazine, get on the web. You'll appreciate it. Now, we've been discussing intelligent design. And when you look at the students of biology and genetics and get into scientific complexities that are involved in this whole scenario, you've got so much information overload. And we kind of hinted in our last section about the information theory. Now, what exactly is the information theory?
Information theory started in the 1950s and 60s when some scientists started realizing that information is different from matter and energy. That matter and energy do not create information, but they only carry information. So all of a sudden, this whole field opened up of what information is all about and how it is a non-material object, and that we produce information, but it is different than matter or energy.
Now, is there an easier way to describe what that means? Because it can sound pretty complex. Now, how can we formulate something simple that we can understand maybe a little easier?
Well, here's an example with two CDs, and you can have one that's empty, and the other one can have hundreds of millions of bytes of information, and yet they weigh the same.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference by looking at them.
And you can transfer the information, and it won't make a difference. So bytes do not have weight. They don't have mass. So it's something different.
So we're talking about almost, in a sense, an extra component that you can't identify physically. Is that what you'd say?
Well, yes. When you go to your computer, and I don't know what percent of people work at computers, but it seems like almost everybody, you go to the computer, and you got a white screen, and you start typing. What is that stuff that you actually are typing in there? Well, it's not a really material stuff. It has little flashes of light and there's black letters on, but it's not material. It's all just brain intelligence sorting thoughts out is all it is. Now, that's what Mario was saying. They're separating the fact that you've got your computer, you've got your disk from the information itself, and the information means there's a mind behind it, and it's not physical.
And that's where we get to see a creator
that's
had to
right.
come up with this. There had to be a mind behind it.
That's right. In other words, as Mario said in the last segment about DNA in this 3 billion characters, it's a language. And he studied this and written extensively about how their paragraphs...
You mentioned about this language.
Yeah.
How does language, a language of life, how does that compare?
Well, the DNA molecule that carries this information, they have been able to decipher this genome, and they've found that it is a language that all the letters are assembled into words and sentences, and that this DNA code actually tells the machines that are reproducing it when to stop, when the sentence stops, when it begins. It has to be grammatically correct.
So it's like a sentence, or like a language, and that's all in the DNA. It's all there.
Yes.
So you've got, would it be fair to say you've got nouns that tell, you know, here's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Here's where to go.
In fact, to expand, in reality, what you've got is the equivalent of how many sets of encyclopedia is it that
about
you have?
58 Encyclopedia Britannica.
So imagine one continuous information story. It is 58 volumes, like an encyclopedia long, in every one of your cells. And it starts, and it's perfect in every cell all the way to the bottom. Every single one of your cells has that much information in it, which is you.
So you've got a whole novel.
Yeah, and you can take sections of it. And a section of it may be of 1,000 characters in a string, and it's got several sentences in it. You splice it out, and you read that, and that says, this is your eyeball. This is going to be your eyeball, and it's going to be able to do this, and it's going to do that. And then it's also got the commands of how you build the eyeball right in there. Mm. You take that out, and you wouldn't have an eyeball.
That's not a physical thing, though, at the same time.
The information is not physical. It's encoded, in these chemicals. But the mind behind the program is something independent, and that's what we're recognizing. And so science, you have to realize, science now is moving toward, yes, this was intelligently designed, and no, many scientists now recognize that there is a God or a deity behind. In fact, the biggest atheist evolutionist in England, one of the greatest, has just recently said, because of the concepts of intelligent design, I now do believe in a deity, a God.
That brings up an interesting question, because if that's the case, we have all this tremendous information.
Right.
How should we approach that? Where should that bring us, you know, mentally, as we think about those concepts? Where should we be at when we're thinking about those things, about the invention of life?
Well, languages are only designed by intelligent beings. And so it does lead us that in the DNA, you find this elaborate instruction manual telling the cell itself how to reproduce itself, and so you must have had a sender of information. The DNA molecule is the carrier of that information, but it is not the creator of the information.
Mm-hmm. So the more we know, the more we realize there's more behind it than that. So how should we feel about that?
Yeah, well, it means that there is a deity. There's this power, this designer. Somebody invented this. And that's where it picks up with what we know is the Bible. The Bible starts out, in the beginning, God created. And then God said, and it happened. God said, and it happened. And it is a language. It says in the beginning of the Bible. And the Bible becomes then a frame of reference where that invisible power that created that great mind actually is starting to talk to the human race through this book to explain why he made this whole thing of life.
You know, in science, they have a little joke, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Mm-hmm. And actually, scientists can't explain it because how can you have an egg without a chicken, and mm-hmm. how do you produce a chicken without an egg? And actually, there in Genesis 1, it tells us that God created all of these creatures. Mm-hmm. So the answer is that the chicken came first. And then you can have the egg afterwards.
And they produce after their own kind, just like it says there in Genesis 1, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Now, when you look at that, there's all these concepts about missing links. Well, what about that?
Well, Darwin, in his day, he realized that the fossil record did not show evolution. It did not show transitional figures between the different animals. But then he excused it away by saying that there was imperfect knowledge about it, that this was an imperfect record, but eventually you would find those transitional forms. So what do we find 150 years later? Well, now the fossil record is pretty complete. 43 of the 44 living vertebrate forms have been found in the fossil record. That is a 97% recovery rate. So now you can't say that the fossil record is very imperfect when you have 97% of all of the vertebrates that are living, and you find all of the ancestors.
So when you look at science, all of it points right back, in a sense, right to the Bible, and points us right to who invented life. And that leads us right to God. In fact, we're going to conclude with that. We're going to be right back in just a minute to wrap things up. Stay with us.
Genetic scientists now know that Darwin's theory of evolution is impossible. The DNA code with its 3 billion characters never changes into different species. DNA could never just happen by chance. Read about creation or evolution in this wonderful free publication by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. See that all the real scientific evidence adds up. Evolution is impossible.
Who invented life? How do you view the evidence? Is it creation or evolution? In reality, science does prove the Bible. And even though this is a complex topic, you can get the answers. Examine the evidence. Get our booklets. Go online. Order things. You can get the materials right now that can really help you comprehend this tremendously important issue, because there is solid and valid evidence that will help you understand that God invented life. Gentlemen, thanks for being with me today.
Glad to be here.
Now, when you think of your future, remember this program and look beyond today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.